This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Several countries are banning air travel from Britain because of rising concerns over a mutant strain of the coronavirus. The mutation has been spreading rapidly in England this month. Now countries report the strain has turned up outside of the UK. Italy's foreign minister said Sunday that a case has been identified in Rome, and the World Health Organization said 9 cases have been found in Denmark and 1 each in the Netherlands and Australia. British scientists have been scrambling to work out whether the mutant strain may be resistant to the crop of newly developed vaccines. The strain was confirmed on December 13th in the county of Kent in southern England. U.S. lawmakers are working toward a new COVID-19 relief package with a goal of having it done on Sunday. The relief package will cost an estimated $1 trillion, the largest spending measure yet. It combines other proposals on taxes, health, infrastructure, and education. A late Saturday compromise on Federal Reserve emergency powers pushed lawmakers past a previous roadblock. The bill's passage would be the first significant legislative response to the pandemic since the landmark CARES Act passed in March. Lawmakers and aides say it would establish a temporary $300 per week for jobless benefits and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. It would provide a fresh round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses and money for schools, healthcare providers, and renters facing eviction. The German government has brought home 3 women and 12 children from refugee camps in northeastern Syria. The camps hold families of Islamic State fighters. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News.